Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price welcoming you to the show this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. Beautiful day out there. Temps in the upper 70s now. Austin, in about 5 or 6 minutes, will be sliding in and give you that update. And I think he'll throw in the 7-day update for us as well. But let's go over three important things you need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, it sure is. It's springtime, and for sale signs are popping up in front of homes across Northwest Florida. It is certainly not the cheapest time to buy a home. The average 30-year mortgage rate, 6.98%, which is pretty high. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.35%. Many analysts predict mortgage rates will linger around this level, at least for right now. And number two, misinformation about the measles outbreak is spreading. You know, Austin was talking about this about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The U.S. has now reported more than 800 measles cases in at least 24 states. Give me a good news and a bad news scenario here. The first, the good news is the vast majority of people still have confidence in the safety of the measles vaccine. Bad news is people are being exposed to a lot of fake news and false claims about measles. A recent KFF survey asking respondents about three false claims. And the operative word there is false, okay? False claims. The measles, here's the first one. The measles vaccine is more dangerous than getting the disease. Number two, the vaccine causes autism in children. And number three, vitamin A can prevent a measles infection. By the way, none of those are absolutely true, so you can just kind of blow that out. And now, for the third top story that we're following today, it happens to be with Pensacola International Airport. Joining me today, a friend of our show, haven't heard from him in a darn long while. I see him on TV every now and then. Todd Payne joins us from the airport. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Good, Chris. Thank you, sir.
You know, I see you out there, and you know, we haven't spoken to Todd in a long time. Just think about this past year, Todd. We put in new parking spaces out there. You got plans for future concourses. The airport is doing extremely well. We want to talk about the new pre-check program in a second, but I want to ask you something before we get into that. How are the numbers at the airport right now?
We're doing very well. I think travel overall is taking a little step back. Several of the airlines have reported softness in their bookings going forward. United, Spirit, and Frontier have announced their plans to pull back on some of their flying system-wide toward the end of the year. We haven't seen it here, though, and that's good news. We're continue to grow. We've got some new service starting coming very shortly. In fact, our new flight to Raleigh-Durham twice a week is starting on April 30th. So lots of good things.
You know, it's
even some more service.
It's a lot of activity, especially this time of year, because don't some of your airlines that service our community operate on a seasonal basis?
Most of them are year-round. Some of the flights are seasonal.
Okay.
So with the exception of Contour, who is flying Muscle Shoals.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Seasonal. And they'll leave and come back next season. But most of our airlines are here year-round. It's just, again, some of the flights are seasonal. In fact, two of our airlines are launching seasonal service. Southwest is going to do Austin again starting June 7th. And Delta's going to fly Detroit starting June 8th, and those will be seasonal flights.
Whoever thought the folks over in Gulf Shores would have an airline popping in there, especially flying those Airbuses?
Well, so they, you know, Allegiant's a unique product.
Oh, yeah.
Allegiant flies twice a week in general. They've done overall very successful. They've been very successful overall, especially during the pandemic.
Right.
They were one of the more profitable carriers. We don't have Allegiant here. We've had some conversations with them, but, you know, they have a base operation at Destin, Fort Walton Beach at VPS. And, there was a lot of incentive and motivation provided by the state of Alabama to get a carrier into Gulf Shores.
All right. We're speaking to Todd Payne from the Pensacola International Airport. Let's get into the really jux of our conversation this afternoon. I remember talking about this last year, but It's all about really being a convenient. This is one of the things that sets the Pensacola Airport apart from the rest of them, because the programs like this, Pensacola International passengers can now enroll, well, not now, but it's coming up in May, the TSA pre-check expedited screening program. Just what is this? Mm-hmm. It's a convenience factor, isn't it, for flyers?
It is. So what we're doing, passengers, travelers can sign up for pre-check. And in the case of people who live in our area, they can come to the airport. It's actually in our office. And they can meet with TSA and sign the forms. It's a very quick interview. It takes probably less than 2 minutes. And then they get their pre-check. But you got to start by going online to TSA pre-check, and then you sign up under the IDEMIA. There's a couple of different companies that sponsor the sign-up program. You go to the TSA website, you click on IDEMIA, and then you sign up. And it's $78 for 5 years. It's a great deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives you an expedited screening experience. They do a background check on you, and you don't have to take your shoes off or your computer out of your bag. And typically when you're flying out, the line for pre-check is much, much, much shorter than the line is for regular screening. Not just here, but if you go to Orlando, at MCO flying out, the regular screening line can be a mile and a half long, and the TSA line's 20 feet. So it's a really good program here and elsewhere.
Been there, done that in Orlando. No thanks. I'd take Pensacola any day over that.
Well, I moved here from Orlando, and I remember seeing the lines thinking, oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
So the program is going to be May 19th for the week.
Right.
So if anyone wants to sign up, they should go to TSA, the website, and then select IDEMIA, and then sign up, pay their $78, and they'll get them an appointment. During the week of May 19th. We're also doing it August, the week of August 11th and the week of November 3rd. Right now, you can only sign up for the May 19th week.
All right. Todd Payne, always good hearing from you. Keep the airport flying. We love what you do out there, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Our privilege. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. What a great guy. Todd Payne from the Pensacola International. He's a friend of the show and always giving us great information. Well, it is where did the hour already go? 4:18, News Radio 92.3. Austin, as I told you a few minutes ago, he has the weather and local traffic together. How's it looking there?
Well, on the roads, we do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Last but not least, got some issues on 9 Mile itself. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. So that just kind of completes the doomsday trifecta in that area. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog that'll bleed into your Thursday. But we shouldn't see any rain for the next several days. We talked about that earlier this week. Heading into your weekend, it should be beautiful for the most part. Highs just above 80 degrees.
Okay. It's already 520 News Radio 92.3. Just checking out a couple of national stories if we can just slide these in.
Sure.
Elon Musk says he is pivoting his attention away from the feds. Jackie Heinrich is at the White House this afternoon with the details.
Elon Musk said that he's going to be dedicating far more of his time to Tesla starting in May because the majority of the work establishing the Department of Government Efficiency is done.
I'll continue to spend a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like me to do so, and as long as it is useful.
Musk nodded to the political blowback over his involvement with DOGE, but defended the work, saying that the protest toward him is organized, bought and paid for by the very people who would seek to continue to benefit from the waste, fraud and abuse that the Department of Government Efficiency is trying to weed out.
Alrighty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening around your state and country today.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who at best knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, Covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. We finally had our day in the Senate with the Ethics and Elections Committee hearing all of the remaining candidates for UWF and for Pensacola State College. A lot of interesting developments out of that. Bruce Woody from ECUA talked about the brand new fleet of trucks that they are in the process of acquiring now that the backlog on supply chain is finally alleviated post-COVID. And we talked about the bill to kill TDT and TDC in the legislature and what that might mean for us. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market's results.
Stocks finishing higher for a second day on hopes of a U.S.-China trade deal. The major averages pairing from bigger earlier gains following Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's remarks that the White House hadn't offered to lower tariffs on China on a unilateral basis. Shares of Tesla rose 6% despite delivering first quarter earnings and revenue that missed forecast. During the company's earnings call, its chief executive said he would dial back his work with the Trump administration. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow rising 420 points, the NASDAQ higher by 408, S&P 500 up 88. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Rick Scott backing President Trump's decision not to allow Colombia's president into the U.S. President Gustavo Petro said yesterday that his visa to the U.S. was revoked and he was planning to attend meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. But Senator Rick Scott writes on X that Petro shouldn't be shocked that he's not welcome here and criticized him for siding with adversaries such as Hamas terrorists, Russia, and Communist China.
Let me tell you about the busy wildfire season underway. It's getting to be a real monster. The number of wildfires burning across Florida almost doubling over the weekend. Currently, there are 89 active wildfires. If you remember that number I gave you yesterday, 71. It went from 71 to 89, affecting over 3,400 acres of land burning here in Florida. The largest fire burning in the state is actually located just to our east, 162-acre Clayton Road fire in Bay County. The National Weather Service says very low humidity and dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer addressing the Hope Florida controversy, he defended the $10 million Medicaid settlement that some, including State Representative Alex Andrade, have criticized as inappropriate. Uthmeyer says he was not involved in the negotiations and claims all actions were legal despite funds being directed to his political action committee. Uthmeyer says that he's prepared to provide records for any investigation and emphasizes that he hasn't received a subpoena. Further developments are anticipated at Thursday's health care budget subcommittee meeting in Tallahassee.
Good afternoon, 527 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryant. That is Austin Price, and have you been living under a rock? You would probably know this, but if you haven't, here's something interesting. If you're a beachgoer, you're going to experience something very interesting. The new the sail sign, the welcome sign to Pensacola Beach, has been updated. This is very interesting and very exciting. The iconic beach sailfish welcome sign in Gulf Breeze now reads Gulf of America, not Gulf of Mexico. The sign has greeted visitors for 64 years. Cost of the upgrade, $2,600.
And the Senate halted proposals to raise speed limits on Florida highways, removing them from transportation bill known as Senate Bill 462. This included increasing interstate limits from 70 to 75 miles per hour and divided highway limits from 65 to 70. A related House bill known as House Bill 567 with speed limit increases is pending a vote. In 2014, then-Governor Rick Scott vetoed a similar measure due to law enforcement concerns.
Okay, the feds and NYC cops announced a federal racketeering indictment against 27 recruited members of the Venezuelan gang. Kavi Dorensky has more in Securing America.
The indictment cited crimes such as drug and sex trafficking, robbery, and firearms offenses. Trump borders our Tom Homan and says the indictment reflects promises made by the president to remove gang members from the country. While NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch described the suspects named in the indictment.
These are depraved criminals, trafficking in people, in guns, in drugs, and in fear.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city will not tolerate illegal migrants who come here to become criminals.
The American dream is not going into homeless shelters and taking the documentations from innocent people and forcing them into sex trafficking.
A large majority of the suspects indicted are in custody. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Governor Greg Abbott signing his first bill of the session. It creates the Texas Regulatory Efficiency Office, which is the state's version of the White House DOGE agenda. The advisory panel will work to streamline state regulations and get rid of unnecessary rules. It will be made up of business owners, researchers, state agencies, and the public. There will also be an online portal for transparency.
All right, 529 News Radio 92.3. Here's some things going on that you're going to enjoy. Of course, the Lyrid meteor shower. Really, tonight's it. If you want to check it out, this will probably be your best night to see it. No special equipment is required to observe the lights. This weekend, love this one, thousands will gather at the Floribama for the annual mullet toss. Mm-hmm. Loving this. Mullet toss, by the way, is an old and odd tradition in Perdido Key, but we all love it. The 2025 big screen of the Bayou returns Friday at Bayview Park at East Hill. The curtain rises 7:30 for the movie Boys in the Boat. The event's free and open to the public. The return of St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series is tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, this is great. And I love this band. The Modern El Dorados appears 6 p.m. on the North 12th Avenue stage. Coming up in 5 minutes. By golly, we'll talk some sports and a lot more on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Thousands of people paying their respects to the late Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome for 3 days of public viewing. Among the mourners, this Italian woman.
He taught us a lesson, and we'll just be very grateful for what he did for the church, for us, for the poor people. He's just one of us, and may he rest in peace.
The Pope's funeral is Saturday. The 88-year-old pontiff died Easter Monday following a stroke. President Trump lashing out at Ukrainian President Zelensky after the Ukrainian leader pushed back attack on ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace plan.
In a social media post, President Trump says Zelensky's statement will do nothing but prolong the killing field, and the man with no cards to play should finally get it done.
Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
5:34, News Radio 92.3. It is a beauty of an afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Thank you so much for having us on today. Yeah, Austin's going to go over this extremely wonderful forecast. That's all I can say about it. Well, look at this. You know, you got zeros across the board
for
the next 7 days. I'm not going to blow the thunder here, but that's what he's going to be talking about. The local forecast, the present forecast, and the future forecast. That will be coming up in just mere minutes. But now let's take a look at sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, one of the big ones is that the biggest night of the NFL offseason is almost here. Round one of the draft takes place tomorrow night from Green Bay. The Jags pick 5th, the Dolphins select 13th, and the Bucks pick 19th. Several teams trying to trade out, but nonetheless, that is where your current Florida-based teams are sitting.
All right. For the latest in national sports activity, here's Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Final seconds will tick off the clock. And Oklahoma City, with another convincing win, they take a command 2-0 series lead. With this best of seven now headed to Memphis for games 3 and 4, Thursday and Saturday.
On TNT, they had the best record of the NBA this regular season. The Oklahoma City Thunder followed a 51-point win over the Grizzlies in Game 1 with a 19-point margin last night. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies 118-99. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 27 for Oklahoma City, which has outscored Memphis by 70 points total the first two games. The 1986 Lakers, the only team in NBA history with larger blowout wins in the first two games of a playoff series. Speaking of the Lakers,
Doncic and Edwards. But in Dorian Finney-Smith, they swing it around. Luka for three. Timeout, Minnesota. Minnesota.
On TNT, Luka Doncic scored 31 points, along with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. The Lakers bounced back from their defeat at home in Game 1 with a 94-85 win over the Timberwolves. LeBron James added 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Series tied 1-1 Game 3 Friday in Minneapolis. In Indianapolis last night, the Pacers beat the Bucks 123-115. Indiana up 2-0 on Milwaukee, which will host Game 3 Friday. Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton combined to score 45 points for Indiana, which never trailed last night. Damian Lillard back in the Bucks lineup, out since mid-March because of a blood clot in his calf. Lillard scored 14 for the Bucks. Hockey, Stanley Cup playoff wins Tuesday by Minnesota, Florida, Carolina, and Toronto, which beat Ottawa in overtime for a 2-0 series lead. The Hurricanes are up 2-0 on the Devils. The other two series tied 1-1. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And first round action continues tonight in the NBA playoffs. The Orlando Magic taking on the Boston Celtics in Game 2. That game gets underway in just over 20 minutes right here. Gets underway at 6 p.m. Boston leads that series 1-0. At 6:30, just a little while after that, the Miami Heat will look to avoid going down 2-0 when they play the Cavaliers in Cleveland. And then later, the Golden State Warriors attempting to take a 2-0 series lead over the Houston Rockets. That game's getting underway in Houston at 8:30.
Okay, 5:37, News Radio 92.3. Shannon Sharp accused of rape in a new lawsuit. And Michelle Polino all over the story for you.
NFL Hall of Famer and podcaster Shannon Sharp has been sued for sexual assault by a woman who claims he raped her twice at her Las Vegas home last year. Jane Doe filed a lawsuit Sunday in Nevada State Court seeking at least $50 million. Sharp has categorically denied all allegations in a statement posted on X. His lawyer cited text messages allegedly proving the relationship was consensual. Sharp on Instagram called out her lawyer, Tony Busby, who also has filed suits against Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs.
Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty.
He called the accusations an attempt at blackmail. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And since we're back in the NFL realm here, the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Chargers playing in the NFL Hall of Fame game this summer. First preseason game of the new season will be taking place on July 31st in Canton, Ohio. Both the Lions and Chargers made the playoffs last season. Detroit, of course, went 15-2, were one of the biggest names in the league. Chargers had a pretty solid 11-6, sharing a division with the Chiefs. That's pretty impressive. The NFL's Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony takes place on August 2nd.
News Radio 92.3, Blue Wahoos dropping game one of a six-game series against Knoxville Tuesday evening down on Main Street. Tonight's first pitch goes out in just a few minutes, about half an hour from now, 6:05. The world of football, basketball, and broadcasting all saying goodbye to a legendary voice. Greg Thompson remembers Mike Patrick.
To a certain generation, Mike Patrick was a voice that you heard whenever your NFL team played on Sunday night. So maybe it's fitting that it was on Sunday that he passed away at the age of 80 from natural causes. Patrick spent 36 years at ESPN, including 18 as a play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football. For fans of college sports, he was also everywhere, whether it was calling Thursday night and Saturday night football games or during basketball season, when he called over 30 ACC championship games while also serving as the lead announcer for the women's Final Four for over a decade. He called his last game for the network in 2017. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're one day away from the 2025 NFL Draft finally getting underway. And right now it feels like Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, and Ashton Jeanty will be the first five picks in the first round come tomorrow night. But who are the five best players in this 2025 NFL Draft? And my top five in order are Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty, and Tyler Warren. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Your life, your goals, your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSC, SIPC.
Good afternoon, 542. Afternoon is sliding by here. I hope you had a great day at work, and we appreciate the ride home this afternoon. Really do. Chris Bryan here. Temps in the upper 70s. Lower 80s, Austin Price getting ready to give us our extended forecast and how the weekend's kind of shaping up for us. But let's get into business. The three things you need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, I do want to, okay, here's number one. I just want to set this up for you. I just want to remind you that, yes, it is springtime. And for sale signs popping up in front of homes across Northwest Florida, but it is certainly not really the cheapest time to buy a home. Average 30-year mortgage rate, now 6.98%, pretty high. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.35%. Many analysts predicting that mortgage rates will linger around this level for right now. Number two, misinformation about the measles outbreak is spreading. The U.S. has now reported more than 800 measles cases in at least two dozen states. When we do the story, you know this. The text lines go crazy commenting about this. 437-1620 if you want to comment. Yeah. Good news here about this report is the vast majority of people still have confidence in the safety of the measles vaccine. Here's the bad news. People are being exposed to a lot of fake news and false claims about the measles. In a recent KFF survey, they asked respondents about three false claims. Number one, the measles vaccine is more dangerous than getting the disease. Number two, the vaccine causes autism in children. That's the most popular one we're getting responses off of. And vitamin A can prevent a measles infection. By the way, none of these things are true, so just kind of put them aside.
Yeah.
Just write it up as fake news, all right? President Trump floating the idea of a new trade deal with China. Mark Meredith reporting for the White House.
President Trump says he is willing to work with the Chinese government to reach a new trade deal. It seems to be a big change in tone that we've heard from the president and his top trade team over the last several weeks. He also says that 145% tariff rate on Chinese exports to the U.S. won't be forever.
Come down substantially, but it won't be zero.
The stock markets also appear thrilled with the president's comments that he has no plans as of now to dismiss Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who Trump gave the job to back in 2017. Powell's term is up in May of next year. Trump has also repeatedly criticized Powell for not lowering interest rates.
All righty, 444, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. We're watching your money this afternoon with Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Chipotle today reporting weaker than expected quarterly revenue after its same-store sales fell for the first time since 2020. Executives point to both a slowdown in consumer spending and adverse weather as two of the factors that weakened demand. The company also lowered the top end of its outlook for full-year same-store sales growth. The International Monetary Fund is forecasting U.S. tariffs to help lower the country's fiscal deficit slightly this year, even as the outlook for U.S. growth and inflation worsens thanks to an intensifying and yet uncertain trade war. The 191 Nations Fiscal Monitor report released today projects the U.S.'s overall federal deficit will fall to 6.5%. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 419 points, the S&P added 88, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 400. Crude oil futures for June above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 546, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, looking at the roads here, we do have an accident that is reported on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound. The accident was reported about halfway over the Escambia Bay, and this is pushing you back past the exit to get onto Scenic and past North 9th Avenue. So it is very heavily backed up. So a lot of people stuck over the water right now. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, but those should hopefully dissipate over the course of the next 20 minutes. As for the weather, we've got 76 degrees right now, low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog that'll bleed into your Thursday. Thursday's high is going to be 81, low is going to be 68.
Okay, one company has expressed interest in purchasing Google Chrome. All those crazy trade wars going on and all the different information about Google. Well, as the Google search engine monopoly trial continues, Madison Allworth is following it for us. She is in the D.C. District Court with Moore in Washington.
This court case is based on Google's dominance in search, but so much has been focused on artificial intelligence, and that's because two of the remedies that the government is proposing have to do with AI. One is sharing data with competitors, and the other is spinning off Chrome. One of the witnesses who's the head of product for ChatGPT, Nick Turley, he was asked if OpenAI was open to and able to buy Chrome. He said, yes. The government is also arguing that data sharing is necessary to keep AI competitive so that we don't run into the same situation we had with search.
All right. And, you know, unless you've, just to use the term that Chris used earlier, unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard of YouTube. Well, it's turning 20 today. The video streaming platform uploaded its first video on April 23rd, 2005. It features YouTube co-founder Javed Karim talking about elephants with the video titled Me at the Zoo. And the video is like just over 10 seconds long, I think. Since then, the company says over 20 trillion videos have been uploaded to the platform with 20 million videos uploaded daily.
News Radio 92.3, there was a groundbreaking in East Milton. Today at the Industria Park on Highway 87 South, Summit Real Estate Group is building two buildings. Actually, one of them is fully leased. Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker has this to say.
So we're doing a groundbreaking today. The Summit Real Estate Group has come in and building two beautiful buildings here. They have one that is leased out currently, and it's basically the owners of Nabisco. So bringing the Oreos and Nabisco to Santa Rosa County, which is a good thing.
Jack Ross, the director of investments for Summit Real Estate, told News Radio earlier this morning why they chose to invest in the area.
When we came down here, we saw that there was no Class A development at all. And everything around is all kind of B, C quality metal buildings and very little clear height, so not 32 clear. And we saw a real need for that. There's some pent-up demand. The vacancy rate right now in Santa Rosa County and Pensacola as a whole is like 2.5, I think it's less than 2.5 right now. So it's extremely tight, and it's one of the tightest markets actually in the whole country right now.
And tax cut extensions proposed by President Trump may be approved by July. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who made the comments to J.P. Morgan investors in a closed-door meeting. The updated timeline comes as Republicans in Congress have pressed to move forward with tax legislation. GOP lawmakers are also looking to cement permanent tax cuts, including taxation of tips, Social Security, and overtime.
Well, good afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on News Radio 92.3. Tallahassee FSU students are marching on the Capitol in Tallahassee. Today, a lot of things going on in Tallahassee. They are demanding action against gun violence. Graduate student and survivor of both the FSU and Parkland mass shootings, Stephanie Horowitz, urged lawmakers to prioritize safety. While we're talking about things happening in Tallahassee, the State House Budget Committee advanced its tax package on Tuesday, and it could have implications for the tourism industry. House Bill 1221 would allow counties to spend tourism tax dollars, or they call it bed tax money, on anything they wanted and dissolve tourist development councils across the state.
The impact of that would be devastating, from loss of jobs, loss of businesses locally, and the fact that the amount of taxes that tourism generates outside of just the tourism development tax, local option sales tax as well, all that would start to drop.
Okay, that's Darren Schaefer, president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. For us, 550 this afternoon, sliding by 550 on News Radio 92.3, a look into a healthier you, only minutes away, coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, making your way through this afternoon, going home. Be safe. Just a beautiful day out there. If you're going to the beach, by the way, always like to remind you that yellow flags, not every day, but the yellow flags are flying today. Just want to make sure that you're aware of the safety precautions out on the island. So swim in protected areas, but it's not so bad out there. It looks pretty darn good. In health news today, the American Cancer Society is warning that cases of colon cancer across the U.S. are on the rise. Jonathan Serre has details from Atlanta.
A new study published in the journal Nature may have identified a leading factor behind the surge in cases of colorectal cancer in young adults. UC San Diego professor Ludmil Alexandrov says many of these younger patients experience DNA damage in early childhood from a bacterial toxin called colibactin. Researchers now want to find out why increasing numbers of kids, especially in rich industrialized countries like the U.S., are acquiring these toxin-producing gut bacteria and how to prevent it. But in the short term, they hope to develop a non-invasive test to identify young people with the mutation so they can begin life-saving cancer screening early. In Atlanta, Jonathan Serre, Fox News.
And the Trump administration collecting private medical records from both federal and commercial databases for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new autism study. The director of the National Institutes of Health confirmed the move this week, saying that the new data will allow Kennedy's researchers to study comprehensive patient data with broad coverage of the U.S. population for the first time. The study will reportedly include medication records from pharmacy chains, private insurers, smartwatches, and fitness trackers, as well as federal sources.
555 News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic together. What's going on this afternoon?
Well, looking at the roads here, do have a very heavy backup on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound southbound coming over the Escambia Bay Bridge. There was an accident reported there earlier, still causing heavy congestion at this time. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that should ease up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. There's going to be some patchy fog in some areas, so be careful if you're driving tonight. That patchy fog will bleed into tomorrow, where it will be a high of 81 and a low of 68.
News Radio 92.3, just keeping on this health trend here this afternoon for you. I want to give this story, make sure you got a chance to hear it. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other officials laid out plans to rid the U.S. supply of synthetic dyes he says are health hazards. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Secretary Kennedy hinted at another additive he'd like to target.
Sugar is poison, and Americans need to know that.
But right now he's focused on red, yellow, blue, and green synthetic dyes that his agency plans to get out of the food supply by next year. He said what these dyes are made of should not be ingested by anyone.
Nobody wants to eat petroleum. Everybody knows there's enough science out there that we know it's terrible.
Natural food dyes from vegetables are suggested as alternatives. But a group that oversees color manufacturers say taking out synthetic dyes in a year is neither simple nor immediate. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, guitarist Carlos Santana cancels a performance in Texas after suffering from dehydration. Gotta drink that water there, Carlos. Chris DeMeo has the report.
Santana postponing his show Tuesday night in San Antonio and was taken to a hospital for observation. The concert was part of the 77-year-old musician's Oneness Tour. A representative says Santana is doing well and is looking forward to coming back to San Antonio soon as the show will be rescheduled. The Hall of Fame guitarist is scheduled to play in Sugar Land, Texas Wednesday night and in Oklahoma Friday and Saturday. Santana was forced to cancel his show in Vegas back in January due to a fall. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And former NFL player Mel Owens is the new Bachelor for ABC's The Golden Bachelor Show. The 66-year-old was the ninth draft pick in 1981 by the Los Angeles Rams. He played 9 years in the league before becoming a lawyer after he retired. The premiere date for the next season of The Golden Bachelor has not yet been announced.
Okay, 558, News Radio 92.3. Tiger King's Joe Exotic marries a fellow prison inmate while serving his time. Michelle Polino explains just what happened.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic was married behind bars. The 62-year-old announced the news of his marriage to Jorge Marquez with a photo posted on X. The caption reads, "Never been more proud of someone. Meet my husband, Jorge Flores Maldonado." The couple got engaged last October. While both were incarcerated, Exotic called his 33-year-old partner amazing and shared he's from Mexico. Joe Maldonado Passage previously stated he plans to seek asylum for his husband or to leave America when both are released. He is serving a 21-year sentence for a murder-for-hire plot against rival Carol Baskin. His initial 22-year sentence was reduced in January of 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
If I'm not mistaken, there at least was a time where Joe Exotic was actually incarcerated here in this area. And I don't know how long that lasted, but we've had a couple of famous people
was
come through.
Was he over
here.
Softly? Is that where it was?
I am not sure. I just know that it was somewhere local because I'm like, oh, hey, I live there.
Fair escape.
That's
I guess.
How you react.
Hey, a look at cannabis that? Use among Canada's youth. Yeah, the Canadian smoking pot. Here's more.
Cannabis use has spiked among adolescents since it was legalized. Researchers looked at how the 2018 legalization of dried weed in Canada affected the consumption of more than 100,000 young people grades 7 through 11. Legalization was linked to a 26% increase in overall cannabis use. Edible use climbed more than 40%, smoking increased by nearly 35%, and mixing alcohol with cannabis increased by almost 30%. Researchers also found these young people were less likely to believe that cannabis use may be harmful. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.